friends and fans of Michael Jackson honored the late singer in Los Angeles. Tributes and condolences by celebrities, including the former South African President Nelson Mandela, were read at a public memorial this afternoon. We're going to close today's program with the recollections of a man who grew up in Liberia. He was in his teens when he and his family left the West African nation after a 1980 coup. He remembers the year before, when Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album took Liberia by storm.
My name is Emmanuel Gardner, and I'm a native of Liberia. I was born in Liberia in 1968. So for me, the whole 70s was all about Michael Jackson, from the Jackson 5 to Off the Wall, which for me to this day is my favorite Michael Jackson album because it was the first album I ever owned. I used to have a friend who was, his name was Saki. He was sort of a foster brother. And he was very clumsy, and he was from an ethnic group in Liberia called the Pele. And I would tease him mercilessly, to that song, say, don't stop, Pele Buster. Don't stop until you bust it up. Don't stop. Because he would break, you know, he was always so clumsy. And other people would start singing it, and he'd get so mad at me, you know. But it's with love. And Saki, if you're out there and you listen to this, I'm sorry, and I'm glad you made it through the war alive. You know, I know how to reach you, so we'll talk. That's probably the most indelible memory I have of Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. The whole thing I remember from my childhood was how much we loved America and how much American culture was just on a different level. I mean, we got both American and British shows, and all the popular shows were the American shows, and people would come to the States and bring back tapes upon tapes of shows like $6 Million Man, Good Times, and all. And Michael Jackson represented sort of the best of American culture for us in that he was dynamic, he was so good, but also he was black. I remember in the 70s, all my female relatives, and I had a lot of female relatives, thought Michael Jackson was the hottest of the hot. What shocked us was that somebody who, from an African perspective, was so good-looking, I mean, outstandingly good-looking, too, would want to do anything to their features. So for us, it was very, very perplexing. But then again, it's hard to understand from afar, especially if you've never been to the United States, you know, image and racism and how all these things interplay in how people view themselves and in identity. So you just watch it from afar and you ignore it and just pay attention to the music. I think Michael Jackson represents a sort of aspirational ideal for everybody, but I think especially for Liberians. I think because Liberians were probably the most closely linked country in West Africa to the United States. I mean, the biggest event from my childhood, bar none, that I remember was when Jimmy Carter came to Liberia. I mean, and he was there for only 4 hours, but it was phenomenal. I mean, it was giving us the imprimatur of world acceptance that Jimmy Carter would stop there, or that Michael Jackson would name a song Liberian Girl. Michael Jackson will always be a hero in Liberia, and I will not be surprised to see a statue erected to Michael Jackson in the next couple of years in Liberia. In fact, I could probably bet on it. Liberian girl, you came and you changed my world. A love so brand new. Liberian girl.
Emmanuel Gardner is a marketing manager at WGBH. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios, I'm Lisa Mullins. So